Today's daf is daf samachai. This is where all, as I said, the yeshivas begin perek berubah from. Not an easy daf by any means. So let's see where it takes us. Gemara says four lines down from the top of the two dots, gufa. Amar rav keren ke'en sheganav teshulme kefel v'teshulme arba v'chamisha kishas hamada b'din. So when it comes to paying back, the person steals. So the keren, the amount of what was stolen, he pays what it was worth when it was stolen. Ke'en sheganav. The time of stealing. Let's say he stole January 1st and they caught him February 1st. He pays the Karen whatever it was worth, Shas Geneva. When it comes to paying Tashlumei Kefil, the double, or if he has to pay Dal Behei, he pays Kishas Hamad Badin, the worth it is valued at when he gets to Bezdin. So asks the Gemara, my time, what's the distinction? Why is there a need for such a distinction? My time at the Rav. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Geneva of Chaim. Yesterday's daf, we saw Geneva and Chaim in the Pasuk. What does that mean? Amai kama rachmana chayim b'gneva. Why are we calling chayim? Why are we referring to chayim life and gneva? It doesn't have to do with each other. Achaya lekaren ke'en shagana. Achaya means bring the gneva to life, meaning bring it back to the initial life it was at when it was first stolen. That's a special drush we're making, that you paid the gneva, the karen, the value was the moment it was stolen. The gzeres hakasef. Samar Rav Sheshes says, Amina kinoim v'shachiv. So he was saying this, and he was beginning to doze off, and when he was hearing this halacha from Rav. So he says, so v'shachiv Rav, rather Rav was dozing off. So Amar laha shmaisa, so he says, this shmaisa, the sign of the baraisa says, kusha v'shmeina, if the animal gets weaker, or if it gets fatter, Mishalim tashlumei kefil v'tashlumei arba v'chamisha kein sheganav. The Baraisa says you pay 4 or 5 from the time of Shas Geneva. Above Rav says you pay dal behei based on hamad b'din. This Baraisa says explicitly you pay based on kein sheganav. It's a machlokas. How do you pay dal behei? So he says Amri mishum d'amrle ona patimna v'at shaklas. So the guy says, listen, I fattened up this cow. I stole the cow. I gave it food. I fed it. So I'm put all this effort in, and you're going to take from it? That's not fair.
What if it goes the other way?
Which way?
The animal gets skinnier. He doesn't feed the animal. He stole it, and he starves it.
So look at Rashi. So Rashi says, look at the top here. On the top line, Khusha Veshmena, Hagadav Pitma. The animal got fed. The God got it rather putma. The God made it fat. The kasha le'rav damar v'dal shumei dal v'hei kishasam adam adin u'kisayka daitach. Right now we think bein shvacha bein hakhisha hagana b'yadayim, whether it happened memela, whether he did it rather he made it fatter, whether he got it weaker. And the Gemara answers, Rashi says mishani mishum damar le'i aval shvacha b'damim shehukru behemos b'shuk o sheniftba me'aleha mishalim kefal kihashta. He says the difference is as follows. We're not talking about getting weaker right now. We're focusing on it getting stronger. If it got stronger naturally because the animal just got bigger and stronger as it developed, or the value went up automatically, so that's when we say you go based on right now. But if the guy put the effort in, the guy was poking it himself, it's not fair that I put all the effort in, I fed the animal, I worked the animal, and you're taking it. That's when you pay dal v'hei based on the beginning. That's the difference. We're not talking about weakening right now, it seems. Only the fattening up. That's what Rashi says. You're with me, yeah? Okay, if it happened naturally, so we just pay whatever the value is right now, Hamad Abedin. But if it's based on my own fattening up as the Ganav, then I pay back from what it was worth originally. I don't have to pay for the increased value that I had put in, that I invested into this animal. Then the Gemara says, Tashma, Shmeina V'chisha, let's say it's fat and I weaken it. Mishalim Tashlumei Kefil V'Tashlumei Arba V'Chamisha Kein Sheganav. So if it's fat and I weaken it, I pay according to the what it was worth initially. So now that's not very fair, because what happens is I weakened it. So now I'm losing out actually. It was worth $500 then, now it's worth $250. So I need to pay the greater amount from Kishain Shiganov. Why? Hasanami Mishum Dabrinale Mali Kala Kula Mali Kala Palga. If I were to kill the animal, I need to pay the full amount if I steal it. So I didn't kill it entirely, but I killed it halfway. I made it weaker. So I'm responsible to pay for the weakening that I did. So that's why you pay according to the initial payment. So there's no set rule of you paying from the beginning or you pay from the end. Each case depends on how much what I did. If I invested into it or if I weakened it, all these things matter. So the Gemara says, Ki kama Rav, when Rav says you pay based on Hamad Abedin, that's Biyukra Vizula who dekamar. When it went up in value or went down in value based on a set in the market value. I had nothing to do with this. The only time the Braisa says I pay according to Hamad Abedin, or rather according to the Kain Shagana, if I pay initially, is if I put all the money in, so I shouldn't lose out, so I pay the lesser amount. Or if I weakened it, I pay the greater amount, which both cases is the beginning. When Rav says you pay according to the Hamad Abedin, the current value, that's when it went up in value based on the market value. Hey Chidami, what's the case? Ilema demi karashav yezuzef. Initially, let's say the Geneva, that which I stole, was worth one zuz. Ulvasof shavya dalad zuz. But now at the end, it's worth four zuz. Karen Kain Shaganov, you pay Karen Kain Shaganov, you pay according to the initial amount. So then you should say, Lema pliga derava derava. Now what comes out is, Rav argues on a statement of Rabba, which is what? Dama Rabba, Rabba holds, Hai man de gozal chavisa de chamra mechavre. A guy steals a jug of wine from his friend. May karashav yezuza, initially it was worth one zuz, vilav hasof shavya dal zuza, and now it's worth four zuz, tavra, oshasya, if it breaks, or if I drink it up, mishalim dalid, I pay four. But isbar mimela mishaim zuz. If it just happens to break accidentally, then I pay the one zuz according to the initial amount. So Rav says in every scenario that you pay according to the initial amount of a zuz. One second here. Where's a Rashi here? So you look at Rashi. See, Rashi says, Uvasov shavya dalad. Bishah she'avdu min ha'olam. If it's worth four at the end, so then you pay according to, you pay the four. Tavra biadaim. If the guy breaks it, he biadaim, he breaks it. Oh, shasya, he drinks it. Then you're mishalim arba, you pay the four. Ubehamafkin mifarish taima dechol kama de'isa be'en. So long as the object is intact, bishusa demar kaima. It's considered the possession of the initial owner. You have to return that object. Therefore, in the possession of the marikama, the initial owner, it went up. It's his. It happens to not be physically in his rishus, but he still owns it. He has the title. The moment it broke, that he drank it, that's the moment he stole it. Not when I took it away from him. As long as it's be'en, it's still his. But when I break it or drink it, that moment is when the gezela takes place. So whatever the value is, b'shas gezela, b'shas the breaking, that's when I pay. Aval itbar mimela, if it happens to just break accidentally, amai mechayeves le ahi shaita, the gaza, ahi shaita zuzahu, the shavya. So I'm not chayv when I break it. I'm actually chayv from the moment I stole it initially. That was a shas. I didn't cause it to break. It broke, happens to be a bird came and cracked it, whatever the case is. Someone threw a rock accidentally and it broke. It wasn't my fault. So then I'm responsible from the beginning when I initially had stolen it. And therefore I pay according to the initial price. So there's a lot going on here. There's a lot to talk about here. So at the end of the day, there are two points here why I stole. I stole it initially when I actually took it from its possession. And I break it by a dime, that's an additional stealing. So if I broke it by a dime, you view that second moment is when I really, really stole it. I can't return it anymore. That's when I have to pay. If I just stole it and it broke on its own, the breaking wasn't my fault. So then we view the initial gzela as a moment of gzela only, and I pay it the initial amount. That's how Rashi claims it. Now there's a lot. There's a rush here, and there's a Meir Simcha here. A lot of here. Okay.
Gives me
Yaish. Okay. So there's a lot going on here. We're going to try to be very simple, just to get the Rashi Prakim here. So now the Gemara says, where'd we go?
Mimela.
That's the one we want. Let's see. We're up to Kikama Rav. So the first Y line. Kikama Rav, when Rav said his statement, Kigon to me, Kara Shavya Dalad of Asof Shavya Zuza. When it was initially worth four, now it depreciated to one. Karen Kain Shaganov, you pay the initial amount, which is four. And with regards to Tashlumei Kefov, Tashlumei Arba of Chamisha, Kishas Hamad Abedin, then you pay according to the later amount. Okay. Let's just see if I can make this a little bit clearer here.
Is this another version, or is that...
This is what he was talking about. I mean, there are two scenarios. There's a scenario where it appreciates and a scenario where it depreciates. So when it appreciates in value, that was the first discussion. So he said it depended on whether or not he broke it by himself or he broke on its own. Now, if it depreciates in value here, so then Rav says you have to pay according to the initial amount because it's not fair for the Nignav to lose out. With regarding Tashumi Kefil and Tashumi Arba, then you pay according to the Hamad Abedin the later time. Okay. Gemara now says, Tani Rabbi Chanina L'Siyuye L'Rav. Rabbi Chia wanted to bring a brisa to support Rav, which is what? Bal Habayis Shetan Tainus Ganav B'Pikadon. A Bal Habayis is watching an object and he claims that it was stolen from him. And B'Nishva he takes a Shrua. V'Hoda, then he admits that he actually swore falsely. So then, Ubo Edim, and Edim come, and they say, Im Achlo Bo, and they say he stole the item. So, Im Achlo Bo Edim Hoda, if before the Edim came, he admitted to lying, then he has to be Mishalim Karen Chomesh V'Asham. Like the Pasuk tells us, he pays the amount of stealing, he pays an additional fifth penalty, and then he has to bring a carbon Asham. However, Im Mishabo Edim Hoda, if when the Edom come, and only after the Edom come, he admits to what he did wrong, then he has to pay Mishalim Tashlumei Kefel, V'asham, V'chomsho Olalo, B'kfelo, Divrei Rabbi Yaakov. What's going on here? So, Rashi says, V'im Mishabo Edom, V'nishchai B'kefel, Hoda. So we know the halacha is, the guy steals. If he admits to stealing, he doesn't pay Kefel. Kefel is considered a Knas. Moda B'Knas is Pater. If Edom catch him though, he can't mode it, it's too late to admit. So Edom come, he has to pay Kefal. So now when he pays Kefal, Rashi continues to explain, Mishalim Kefal va'asham, he pays double, and he also pays a carbon asham. V'chomesh ole lo b'soch ha-kefal. What does that mean? The sharei ha-chomesh le-bailim hu. The chomesh that he pays, now when I stole the object, I took a shrua, I lied in my shrua, I need to pay a penalty, I need to pay a chomesh. That chomesh goes to the Baal Bais. V'hu shekel, and he takes it. V'akarchach, hodir b'Yakov, says Rashi, b'sheshoven ke'echad ha-chomesh ha-kefal kamari. D'i havi k'feil ha-tvei mi-chom shalav chom shahavi v'lo miftar le'adim shalim chomesh de-chomesh kapara d'shvuhu. So what's going on here is as follows. Now that chomesh that he says is, that chomesh he pays actually works for his kefal. So if it turns out, doing some of the numbers here, that the chomesh turns out to be the same amount as the kefil, how could it be possible, right? You're wondering, how could it be possible? So, that's maybe...
Depreciation, depreciation maybe, or what?
Let's see.
Yeah,
it has to be that way, right?
Right. That's it. If it was worth one and it went up to five, or worth five and it went down to one, maybe?
Let's see. Maybe the Gemara, I'm not sure if the Gemara will explain this. Let's see. So again,
is the chomesh swallowed into the kefil, or he has to pay both?
It sounds like from Rashi that it's swallowed into it.
So why does it say,
if it's more, then of course the chomesh has to be exact, a fifth. You don't get your chomesh if it's more. If you have to pay kefil, let's say the kefil is $100,
right,
and the chomesh is only $20, so then it's not chomesh, that's kefil.
It makes sense that it should be swallowed into the kefil.
Oh. The din is that chomesh has to be exactly the chomesh. You can't have added on. Just like meiser, a person takes meiser, the real best way to do it, you have to give exactly meiser for it to work. If you give 12%, that's not meiser. You could do 10% and add another 2% if you want, but you have to have that 10%. So too chomesh has to be.
So why is the chomesh swallowed into the kefil? Why?
So in this case, if it turns out, I don't know how it happens yet, but if the kefil and chomesh are equal, and I'm not sure, I forget if the Gemara goes through this or not, the chomesh and kefil are equal, then you're able to kill two birds with one stone. By paying the kefil, you get kefil and chomesh.
Okay. Fine. We have to figure out how
that
works.
I assume the Gemara is going to explain it. Fine, the Gemara will explain.
And
fine.
Chomesh is paid according to what you stole or what you sold? Or
according to what you stole, yeah.
At the time that you stole.
I'm not sure if it's the time that you stole or Hamad Abedin. At this point, I don't know.
Okay.
That's all according to Divrei Rabbi Yaakov. Now going on to the top of Amud Beis now, Chachamim Omrim, Birosho v'chamishiso mamon mishalim birosh. Mosif b'chomish mamon, she'ain mishalim birosho, ain mosif chomish. What's going on here? Exactly, that's very good. That's a pasuk. So the Gemara says, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Chachamim Omrim mamon mishalim birosh, she'ain mishalim elo keren. You only pay the keren. You return back the asham, the guilty, which is not referring to carbon, but it's referring to the keren. Shu asham v'chote alav, so referring to the what's that gears to change here for a second. Okay, you're paying the keren there, and then ubikra achrina k'tiv hasam v'es hashamo yavil hashem. There's another pasuk that tells me to bring a carbon asham. The pasuk in this. And this word in this pasuk, asham, in this pasuk is referring to paying the keren. So berosh v'chamishi, so the pasuk says that's referring to the mamon hamishan berosh. The mamon that you're paying the amount, the actual keren. So mosif chomish, then you add an additional fifth. If mamon she'ain mishalim berosho, ain mosif chomish. What does that mean? Says Rashi, v'she'ainu mishalim berosh ki hacha. In this case. Dika kefa, when there's double, meaning if the Edom catch you, you have to pay double, then lo shayach be din chomesh klal. You only pay chomesh when you're paying only keren. But if you're also paying kefel, then you don't pay chomesh. That's what we're learning from here. And Rashi says, vafilu lo shavan chum shvekfela, pater. Even if the chomesh and kefel don't add up to each other, you don't pay kefel. So Rabbi Yaakov says, if you're caught in the act lying, you pay kefel because the Edom caught you, but you still have to pay the chomesh for lying, for the shvuah. Says Rechachamim, no. When there's kefal, there's no chomish. When there is no kefal, then there is chomish. They're opposites of each other. That's Chachamim's opinion. Then Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Ein chomish v'asha mishalim b'makom sheyesh kefal. He says further, while Chachamim say when you do pay kefal, you still would have to pay the carbon asham. You would just be pater from the chomish. Rabbi Yishimon ben Yochai says further, Ashbi says, not only do you not pay chomesh, you also don't even pay the carbon asham in a situation when you pay kefal. This is the three-way machlokas in the Brice. The Gemara now says, Katani mihas, we could take from here, chomsho olalo bekfelo divrei Rabbi Yaakov, that when you pay the chomesh, that could substitute for paying the kefal. Hey chidami, how could that be? Ilema dimi kara shavya dalet, if initially the geneva was worth 4, ulvasof shavya arba, and at the end it's worth 4, chomsho olalo kfelo, Kfela arba v'chamisha zuza. If it's 4, according to the beginning and the end, so double that is going to be pay another 4. That's kefil. That's the additional 4. And the chomesh is only 1. Now, there's two ways to figure out chomesh. We're assuming it's based on the end. It means it's 1/5 of after adding it in. So it's worth 4. So a fifth would be 1, because at the end there's a total of 5 that you're paying. That's how you calculate 1/5. There's begavo, and there's milavar, milago. So it's, do you do it based on the inside, or do you do it based on the outside? So some say a fifth of 4 really should be, what would end up being? 80%. 80% or so. But according to this understanding, it would be no, you pay 1, because at the end of the day, you paid a total of 5, so you paid 1 of the total 5. So that's 1/5, 1 zuz, and kefal is 4. That doesn't add up with each other, that doesn't make any sense. That can't be the situation. Ella must be, lav demi kara shavya arba, initially it was worth 4, ulvasof shavya zuz, in the end it's worth 1. Now in this case, kfela zuza, because kfela kefa goes based on hamada bedin. That's one zuz. V'chumsh zuza, and chumsh is based on the beginning, which was 4 zuz, so 1/5 would be 1. So therefore, everything works out nicely. Alma, we see from all of this though, keren kein sheganav, you pay keren based on the beginning, which is how you calculate chumsh, and tashlumei kefil, the tashlumei dalav arba, kishas hamada bedin, based on the end. So we see all this. This is Rabbi Yaakov Shita, and that is going to support Rav. Rav said Karen is based on the beginning, and Kefil is based on the end. That's exactly what Rabbi Yaakov. That's the only way for us to understand Shita's Rabbi Yaakov, that Kefil and Chomish could be exactly the same, exactly aligned with Rav. That was the initial suggestion, and comes along Amar Rav. Rav says no. Liolam dimi kara shavya arba v'hashanami shavya arba. Where the geneva was in the beginning 4, and so the end 4 also. We said if that's the case, so kefal is 4 and chomish is 1, they don't add up to each other, they're not equal to each other. Hacha b'maya skinan. What are we dealing with here? Very interesting case here. Could go into nishba v'chazav nishba arba pamim. He swears four times falsely. V'hold of his vada v'amr rather, and he admits. V'ator amra v'chamishi sov, the plural, not chamishi sov, v'chamishi sov, that's plural, multiple chomishes. Hator ribsa chamishios harbe v'keren acha. So he has to pay one zuz four times over. So the total chomish here is four zuz, which equals the total kefal of four. That's when they're equal. And Rabbi Yaakov says that you have to pay, that the kefal can substitute for the chomish. That's the case. There is no proof that Rabbi Yaakov holds necessarily like Rav, that kefal, keren is the beginning and kefal is the end.
So every time he's nishba, he's chayv another chomish?
Exactly. Okay. Every shua sheker, another chomish. Amar mar. Chachamim omrim berosho v'chamishi so al mamon mishalim. Berosh. The part right, Birosho v'chamishiso, mamon ha-mishalim birosh ha-mosif chomish. When you pay the rosh, meaning when you pay keren only, that's when you pay chomish. But mamon she'ain mishalim birosh, mamon that's not paying the rosh, that you don't pay only keren, but you also pay the kefil, then ain mosif chomish, then you do not pay chomish. That was Chachamim's opinion. Aval oshem maisi, but you still do bring the carbon oshem according to the Chachamim. Asks the Gemara, Maishna Chomish Dulo Mishalim, why don't you pay Chomish? In a case where there's Kefil, why do you not pay Chomish? Because the Pasuk says, Dichsiv Berosho V'Chamishiso. Because the Pasuk says, Rosh, which is Keren, connects to Chamish, Chomish. Chomish and Keren go together. Only when there's only Keren do you pay Chomish, not when there's Kefil. Along the same lines, though, Ashim Nami Lo Mishalim, you shouldn't pay my Ashim either. Tachsiv Birosho V'Chamishiso V'es Ashamo. It has the word Ashamo as well in the very next pasuk. So connecting Asham to Rosho. Only when there's Rosho Karen do you pay Asham, but when there's Kefil, you shouldn't pay the Asham, the carbon Asham. The Gemara says, no, Amri Lecha Rabbanan Es Pascha Kra. It says, no, V'es Ashamo. The word V'es separates Asham, that it stands alone, irrespective of Rosho and Kefil, and you always pay the carbon Asham. That's the understanding of the Chachamim. Now comes along Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Omer, Ves Arvekra. He thinks the word S comes to link them together, group them together. Ves Hashamo also is connected to Rosho. Only when there's Rosho, only when there's Karen alone, is there going to be Chomish and Karbon Asham. But if there's Kefil, which is not Rosho, then there wouldn't be Chomish and there wouldn't be Karbon Asham either. Gemara now says, Rabbanan Amri Lecha. So Rabbanan say that Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Lo Lichtav V'Rachmana Lo Vav Lo S. According to you, Rabbi Shimon, it shouldn't say Ves. Ves throws you off. Just read the pasuk. Should just say Ashamo Yavi Lashem. Why Ves? Ves is really throwing us off. If it just said Ashamo, I would know that Ashamo is a continuation from the previous pasuk. The entire word Ves is very, very, very unclear. So it says back. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai writes Amr Lecha Es Losagi Dilo Kasif. So it wouldn't be enough if it didn't write S. It wouldn't be sufficient. Why? Lafsuke bein mamun gavoa mamun hedyo. Hokach asavav arvekra. We want to separate between mamun hedyo, that which you pay, to mamun gavoa. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Lafsuke bein mamun gavoa asham. Mamun gavoa is referring to the carbon asham, which goes to Hashem. And the mamun hedyo, which is chomesh, which goes to the baal, the nignav, the lav orch ara larvune lehedyo. Just inappropriate for the pasuk to lump together mamun hedyo and mamun gavoa. So for that reason, derech eretz to separate it with an S. Now once you have the S, you might think, oh, so therefore the halachas should be different. So they throw the letter vav, v'es, to say that ashamo, even the carbon asham, even the mamun gavoa, is tali on rosho, it's tali on paying the karen. But if you're paying kefil, then there wouldn't be chomesh, nor would there be payment of the carbon asham. Okay, we're good, we're doing well. Beautiful. Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Eli, Ganav Tle Vinasa Ayo. Person steals a Tle, which is a baby ram. What do they call a baby ram there? A baby ram?
A lamb.
A lamb, okay. So a lamb is a baby ram?
A lamb is a sheep.
Yeah, a different animal.
Is it?
Well, a ram is a male. So a lamb is a baby
ram. A ram is a female sheep? A ram is a male sheep?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
That's what it says.
Honestly, I get very confused. By the different animals. Rams, lambs, and sheep. I never knew that ram was a male sheep.
The field trip to farm.
Okay. Put it together, I'm there. Okay. So, fine. The Gemara says, Ganav Tle, you steal a lamb, Vinasa Isle, and it turns into a ram. Egel, you steal a calf. This one I know. Vinasa Shore, it turns into a bull. or an ox, they say, one of them probably a bull. Nasa shinoi biyado. A shinoi took place in his possession. Bikano, and he's konet. It's something called shinoi konet. When there's a shinoi, when there's a change, it's he's konet. The ganav is he's konet with that change. If tavach umachar, if he shechs it and he steals it, shechs it and sells it, shilohu tavach, shilohu mocha, it's his. That's what Rabbi Eli says. So, and therefore he's pater in dal vehe. Just look at Rashi. Rashi says, Nasa shinoi biyado vekano, bishinoi loha milsa, it changes, and now the ganav owns it. Dim tavach umachar, now if he goes ahead and shechs it and he sells it, shilohu tavach pater midal vehe, he doesn't have to pay the 4 and 5. Aval karen vekefel mishalim. He does still have to pay the initial amount that he stole and the double. Karen kihashi, he pays the karen according to the value now that it appreciated. Vekefel kein sheganav o kishas hamadabadim. So the Gemara asks now, Eisive, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Eli, Ganav Tlev Vanasa Ayel, Egel Vanasa Shor, Mishalim Tashlumi Kefa Vatashlumi Arbava Chamisha Kein Shaganav. He has to pay the amount. And we see from here, Visaka Daita Kanya Bishinoi, if it's really true that when there's a Shinoi, the Ganav is Konet, Amai Mishalim Shalo, Hutovech Shalohu Mocher. Why is he paying Dal Behei? It's his now. Once it became a Shor, once it became an aisle, it's now his with that shinoi, and he doesn't have to pay dal v'hei. So this price, it goes against what Rav Eli said above. So the Gemara answers, Amar lei ve'ela mai shinoi lo kona. Must be that shinoi is not kona? Are you going to tell me that shinoi is not kona? It's not a kinin? Is that really true? So then, mai mishalim kein sheganav. Mishalim ki yashta. Why does he have to pay based on the value that it was at the time? If we don't view acknowledged change, there's the same animal I stole 5 years ago. It's yours. Just take it. It's banned. We don't acknowledge a change. The fact that we say you pay based on what it was worth then says that we are acknowledging that there is some change now, and I'm actually going to be Kona. The animal is mine now. I have to just pay you what it was worth before it changed. So everybody has to agree that Shinoi is Kona. So what's going on here? If Shinoi really is Kona, I really own it when it changes form. The question becomes then, why do I have to pay Dal Vahey in the scenario in the Brisa? If it changed animals and I own it, I'm shechting my own animal. So the Gemara answers, Amr lei ki ashta, ki hainu taima. The reason why I have to pay according to now, delo mishalim, the reason rather, ki ashta hainu taima delo mishalim, the reason why I don't pay the worth it is right now is, mishim damr lei, Torah ganvi mimach, dicha ganvi mimach. Did I steal a Torah from you? Did I steal a shore from you? No, I stole a dicha, I stole a calf from you. So that's the reason why. Meaning, really we're saying that Shinoi is not Kona. And when it turns into a shore, it turns into a aisle, I don't own it. It's really yours. And if I shecht it and I sell it, I need to pay for you because it's not mine, it's still yours. So if it's really yours and Shinoi is not Kona, so the question becomes, so why do I get off the hook by, as a Ghana, paying the cheaper amount when I stole it as opposed to the value right now where it appreciated? This Shinoi is not Kona, it's still it's your animal I owe. And the answer is because I could claim as a ganav, I stole a calf. I didn't steal a bull.
It's a different metzius.
But then you have it's a little. We show him talk about this. Well, is there shinoi? Is there not shinoi? It still doesn't answer the question. Look what the Gemara answers. The Gemara says, "Amar lei rachmana nitzle mihai daita." Hashem saved me from this this das. It doesn't make any sense. Did it change or did it not change? So your response back is, "Amar lei adraba rachmana nitzle mihai daita didach." Hashem save you from your das. As that Gemara concludes, a little back, and doesn't conclude now. Gemara continues to go on. So it's still unclear whether Shinoi is Kona or not. There's something strange going on here, and that's where the difficulty is, figuring this out. Okay. I have two dots in my Gemara. I'm not sure why there are two dots here. Let's see. Should we continue going with this Kasha, or should we pick it up tomorrow? Let's see. Let's go a few more lines, I think, till Mikom Akam Kasha. Maskevla Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera asks the question. V'nikninu b'shinoi Hashem. So this is another approach now. Shinoi Hashem, whenever the name changes, that's also considered shinoi. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Nikninu b'shinoi Hashem, nihi d'shvach d'gufei lo habishinoi." Okay, d'memela kashavach v'alzu. And now we're going to give it that when there's a natural change, an animal develops and grows. That's not called a change. That's part of life. That's part of nature. That's not a shinoi. Mihu b'shema v'ada ishane. But the name changes. It was called a calf, and now it's called a bull. It was called a lamb, now it's called a ram. That changed. So that should be enough of a change to allow for a kinyan to take place for me as the ganav to own it. So let's acknowledge that shinoi. So shinoi mimela, as the Gemara in Sukkah calls it, that's not a change. A natural shinoi is not a change. But a shinoi shame, that's more significant, even though it's a result of the development, but still the name it's being called different, as opposed to a cat. Well, I guess a kitten and a cat. I guess every animal probably has a younger name and when it's... Either way, the shinoi has shame. So Gemara says, no, I'm a Rava, that's not a shinoi has shame. Shur ben yomokari, sure. A shur that's one day old is still called a shur. An isle ben yomo is called an isle. A ram that's one day old, even though it's a lamb, it's really called a ram. It's a one day old ram. How do we know? Shur ben yomo kari shur, dichsiv shur o kesev o eiz, ki valed. Isle ben yomo kari isle, dichsiv isle tzoncha lo chalti, ayalim hudulo achel, agba kfasim achel. So we see from all this, el lav shmamina, isle ben yomo kari isle. We call makum kash. So at the end of the day, yeah.
So what's the pala of Inas Ayo earlier, from the first, right before the white lines that we had?
That's right. The answer that we're answering now.
It's not, we call it Tleh. We call it Tleh. But Belash in the Torah, it calls it an aisle. It calls it a shore. So we see that there's no Shinu Hashem that really takes place here.
It's not really a new material.
Exactly. We call Malcolm, there's a kasha here. The kasha is, Rabbi Eli thinks, if it's Tleh, Vinasa Isle, if it's a Egel, Vinasa Shore, it becomes Shinoi, and I'm Pater from Dal Vahey. The Braisa says, I'm chayv in dal vehe. So there's a stira whether shinoi mimela is kona or not. We'll stop here, and Mirat Hashem will pick up tomorrow with the answer. The answer is, it's really Beis Shammai's opinion, but we'll wait for tomorrow to finish this off. Okay, not as bad as we thought, but still a bit challenging. Everyone have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.